listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
You're listening to LA Talk Radio Channel 1. To call in, dial 323-203-0815. That's 323-203-0815.
You're listening to Dave's Good Vibration Station with Dave Cohen, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Station on latalkradio.com, world's most listened to internet talk radio station. I am your host, Davey Crockett. This is Dave's Good Vibration Station. We got a wonderful energy swirling in the studio for you guys today. I'm looking up and I'm seeing gold. I'm seeing rainbow colors, man. I'm seeing yellow. I'm seeing blue. I'm seeing red. I'm seeing white. I'm seeing them all. Why is that? Because we are generating an amazing energy in the studio today. How you doing, my brother? How you doing, Josh?
I'm doing all right, David Cohen. How you doing,
oh,
man?
I know
you're feeling the energy. You're feeling the vibration.
Ow.
In the vibration station. Ow. Here at LA Talk Radio.
Couldn't have said it better myself, my brother. Once again, this is Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. Hey. We got my co-host, the one, the only, JMP, Josh.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, my brother? Once again, I want to bless and thank each and every single individual that has chosen to tune in to the Vibration Station today. I promise that when this hour is over, you will put your headphones down with a higher vibrational frequency. Ooh. Than you did before you turn the show on.
There you go.
That is our goal here at the Vibration Station, the show where we talk about anything and everything to raise your vibration. Now, speaking about raising vibrational frequencies, raising consciousness for everybody that is just tuning in with us and possibly a first, maybe second or third time Dave's Good Vibration Station listener, well, we will inform you what our whole motive is to make you happy, understand, and give you the ability to understand that life is what you make it, reality is what you choose, and everything that you experience is a product of your thoughts. Pretty much in a nutshell. Hence, Dave's Good Vibration Station. The idea is that our consciousness is in a constant state of a vibratory level. It is emitting an electromagnetic frequency, but it is our thoughts, it is our emotions, it is our reactions, the way that we feel, in which inspires this vibration to vibrate. So, that said, today's show, we are going to be talking about how fearing fear itself does not serve you. Now, on the show before, we've talked about, we've touched fear. Yes, we have. We've talked about how fear doesn't serve you, and yes, fear is bad, and blah, 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 and, you know, fear only brings more fear and manifests negativity, and yes, okay, we all know that. We're all familiar with that, but what we're not familiar with is the idea of not fear, but fearing fear. There is a big difference. The difference between fear and fearing fear. Let me explain. I don't like spiders, especially black widows.
Neither do I.
Exactly, my brother. So if I'm sitting outside at night on my bench, and a black widow starts walking up to me, and I look down instantly and notice that he's right next to my foot, I will feel fear. I will be fearful.
Right?
And I run like a little girl, right? And then I get the raid, and I'm like, fuck you, black widow. Excuse my French. So that's being fearful, right? You're afraid. You're afraid of that spider. You're afraid of something in your exterior reality, right? Now, being afraid of fear is when you actually, before anything has ever happened, you are afraid of being afraid. You are afraid of something coming into your experience that is going to instill you with fear, right? Now, the difference is there's already a black widow on the floor. Instantaneously, I'm looking down. My first instinct is, get away, run. I'm scared. I don't like them. Arachnophobic, right? Whatever. Right? But the idea is if I were to be sitting in my in my bench outside and there is no spider, but I'm pondering and I am not allowing myself to see anything outside of, oh my God, there's black widows out here. And what if a spider comes and get me? comes and gets me. I am therefore releasing my ability to have control over my surroundings and understand that I can control whether something happens or not. I want to kick this off. Not being afraid of your fear. Joshua.
Yes, sir.
How are you doing today, brother?
I'm a little fearful.
Are you a little fearful, my man?
Well, right now, no, I'm not. But, you know, I've had moments in my life where I was scared of something.
Absolutely. Haven't we all?
And I was scared of being scared.
You know, it's interesting. I feel like if you notice throughout your day, all of the, I guess I want to say like negative thoughts that come into your head. And if you actually start to take into account and start to recognize and realize all and every single thought of doubt, fear, scarcity, there's not enough. What if I don't have this? What if I don't make enough money? All of these thoughts, they're all natural. Don't beat yourself up over them. But you need to understand that these are all products of an insecurity, of something that you in yourself have not been able to surface, something that you have not been able to allow yourself to believe that you are good enough to achieve anything that you want to achieve. Do you know what I'm saying? But the main part is catching yourself, being like, oh, wait, that's a negative thought. I'm putting myself down. The whole idea is about shifting your outlook on what is perfect, right? Of shifting your outlook on, oh, this could never happen to me. You know, do you understand? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's flowing, man. I'm feeling it, right?
Yeah.
So every thought that runs through your mind is responsible for everything that happens in your life and your body. Every effect you see in your physical world has a specific cause, which has its origins in your mental world. That's why you have to be really aware and careful of what you think. Thoughts are like a tape that always plays in your mind. What you experience depends on what you play. In order to change anything in your life, you need to change the tape first.
Ooh.
Right? So check this out. This is actually super interesting. Studies have been shown that every single thought we have is ingrained into our cells and into our DNA. Over time, negative thought patterns can manifest in physical illness such as cancer, lymphoma.
Oh, yeah.
Right? All these cerebral palsy, just all these, you know, Parkinson's, all these aspects. All these different kinds of diseases. And we all see in our heads, we're like, oh, that's so unfortunate. Why did it happen to this person?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a... Well, here's the thing. Negative thoughts, every single thought that you think is stored in your body. It is physical. As much as you can say, well, I can't see thought. Well, you can sure as hell feel it. And you can see it. if you really open your eyes and take a picture with a Kirlian camera, Kirlian photography, it actually takes electromagnetic waves. You can see your energy. You can see your aura. You can see biophoton emissions, little sparkly things around your body. And this is your true self. This is your energy. This is your light, your spirit, right? That just shines through the vessel, shines through the vehicle. But it is all in corporation, all in work, in conjunction with the mind and the body as well. So, as I said, over time, negative thought patterns can manifest into physical illness because these thoughts are in our DNA. Any disease or illness that can manifest in us can be passed on to future generations. So your thoughts now are responsible for our future generation's health. Think about it like that.
So, should we fear fear?
No!
No!
No, do not fear fear. If you fear fear, then you will fear fearing having fear. No, it is not good. Because you're going to cause the domino effect, all right?
Yes.
Because if one domino falls, the rest will follow and fall down.
Yes.
So, do not fear fear. It is a regular, routine part of life.
Yes!
You will experience fear every day. Oh, I'm driving on the freeway. I hope I don't hit that car. Don't be scared of fearing that fear.
Right.
It's a normal brain function, brain thought. All right? It's a normal thought in your mind.
It absolutely is.
Let it come across you.
Yes. Yes, allow it.
Allow it. Otherwise, you'll face massive paranoia. And trust me, I've been through that, and it's not fun.
Well, maybe we can touch on that a little bit.
Okay.
Have you had massive paranoia through your fear before? I have, for sure.
Yeah.
I've had some. Yeah, let's hear it. Let's hear it. Let's hear some massive paranoia that you've had through your fear.
Okay. So, as a kid, 8 or 9 years, it actually has to do with spiders, David.
Oh, let's hear it.
Alrighty then. So, I was going to sleep, you know, I had my little cool pajamas on.
There you go, Joshy with his footies.
8 years old.
Nice.
You know, falling asleep.
Love
I wake
it.
Up in the morning. I look, I feel something on my head.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, you know where this is going,
oh,
right?
Oh, goodness.
I feel something moving on my forehead.
Oh, gosh.
It's a freaking spider!
It's a spider.
I have this thing on my head. It's a spider.
Wow.
Jesus. When people say, I've heard these rumors that people swallow a specific amount of spiders.
Minimum of, let's say, they say like 8 spiders
a
year.
8 spiders
a
year.
Yeah,
well,
like
I found a spider on my freaking head. So, guys, rest assured that that rumor is true.
There
That's
you go.
A true rumor.
There you go.
And ever since then, I was fearing the fear of spiders. You know,
right.
I could not come across, you know, within 10 feet of a spider. I would freak the hell out.
Totally.
But now, I've come across that fear. And now, you know, I still fear spiders. But if I see one, you know, on my wall, I'm going to kill it, you know, pick it up with a piece of paper and throw it away. You know, I still fear it. But I've controlled the fear of that fear,
right.
And I was able to toss that spider in the trash can.
Absolutely.
Boom.
And I just want to throw out here, I am a big believer in not killing insects, so we didn't kill the spider. We picked him up with a cup and a piece of paper and let him go free in the backyard.
That takes more bravery.
Oh, I'm just messing with you. But I do think it is important not to kill insects.
I agree. I agree.
I'm just pulling your leg, my brother.
But you know, it was
traumatizing experience.
It looked like a scary spider.
You,
so I didn't.
You have valid reasoning. Only Josh can kill spiders.
You know, if spiders get scared, they start moving really fast.
It's
you know,
true.
It creeps the hell out of me. You know, what if they get on my hand? You know.
Oh man.
I'm sorry. I whack that shit. You know, knock him out. And boom. He's out of my life.
Whack this shit, knock him out. He's out of my fucking life, man. I'm just messing. But here's the thing. I totally feel you, bro. I'm going to share an experience that I had where I was completely and utterly traumatized by fearing fear itself.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
So at the time I was 16, 17 years old. I've been super blessed because when I was younger, I had a lot of like paranormal experiences, like metaphysical, just odd, interesting, like out of this dimension reality, like crazy experiences, like you know, with ghosts and stuff. And you know, if you guys don't believe in ghosts, that's fine. If you don't believe in spirits or whatever, that's totally cool. We're not, you know, forcing we're not forcing you to change your thought pattern or anything, but we are. I am just giving you some personal experience. I have had my own personal experiences with entities not of our physical dimension. And some of them have been super amazing, and some of them have been super scary. I will tell you that there are definitely two sides to your mind. You definitely have a positive and you definitely have a negative. Mm-hmm. It is up to you which vibration, which frequency you follow. Well, when I was younger, I had a few super really traumatizing negative experiences with some with spirits is what they were. Ooh. And we were in a friend of mine's basement. We were all hanging out. It was a group of friends. And this house had been known for being haunted. She was totally cool. There was two ghosts. There was a man and a woman. The woman was like in this, like, I know it sounds so cliche, but she was in like this big white dress. And then the man actually walked around wearing a top hat, and he looked like Charlie Chaplin, but it wasn't Charlie Chaplin. I guess she's like, well, he looks like Charlie Chaplin. So, we're all hanging out, whatever. She's familiar with the ghosts and, like, you know, my group of friends or whatever. We're conscious and we're understanding that, you know, there is a possibility of other things and other entities out there. So, you know, so we're sitting, we're all hanging out, and literally all of a sudden, I'm not even kidding, I get full on pushed off of my stool, full on like pushed off of my stool. And then I felt like literally my whole body went like frozen tingly, and it felt literally like, I know you guys can be like, David, you're stupid, but seriously, it felt like something passed through me. I'm not even kidding. It, like, I got pushed off my chair, and then this, like, this energy, this feeling just, like, whisked through me, and I heard, like, it was like, and it was weird. Freaked me out. Actually, another one of my friends that was in the group saw, she said that she had seen, like, movement, like a light pushing me off, and it freaked her out. So we all ran upstairs. And then I guess what had happened as, we forgot something in the basement, and the girls whose house it was and her friends started, they were like, we're all friends, we're all good friends. And, you know, she's like, okay, it's my house, we'll go down and bring it up or whatever. So we start to go down and we hear, screaming, and they start running up the stairs. They're white, they're pale, they're just like, like, they're like, we're going, and right as we were like walking into the back of the basement, like, she said that we both heard it was like, and like this like super creepy sound, and they turned around, and a dude's face, it said a dude with a top hat, his face was just there, like right behind him. And then they turned around and started screaming and freaking out, and then I guess it vanished or whatever. I know it sounds super cliche, but I believe in ghosts. I've had my own experiences. So the thing is, after that experience, though, it really, really hit me. I wasn't able to, like, sleep at night. I wasn't able to drive my car alone in the dark. Do you know? Because I was afraid of, like, a spirit being there. I was afraid of, like, a ghost that was going to be there and, like, mess with me. And, like, but here's the thing. Anywhere I went, I automatically was fearing fear. It's not like there was something in front of me. It's not like there was a ghost chilling right next to me, like this evil, mean ghost that was, like, trying to, you know, deceive me or blah, blah, blah. No. I was me. I was content. I was, you know, I'm me. But I was constantly having this fear in my head of, oh, my God. Oh, my God. A ghost is going to come. Oh, my God. I'm going to see a ghost. I'm going to wake up to a ghost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But what happened is I actually got in contact with an energy healer. And this healer told me that my fear of these things, my actual, the energy of me fearing these ghosts and these entities actually attracts more of exactly what I don't want. She goes, when you fear, you have no self-empowerment. When you are filled with fear, when you allow your consciousness to be fueled by the energy of fear, you are 100% giving up, abandoning your empowerment. Because you are cursed by fear. You are allowing yourself. When you're fearful, do you have the willpower to stand up and be like, no, I am stronger than that. I shine brighter than that, and I am more powerful than that.
Yeah, when you're fearing fear, you hesitate.
Exactly.
And you don't know what to do. You panic. You hesitate. And you can't deal with that issue.
Exactly.
And that's the problem. That's why we need to overcome the fear of fear.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So after I spoke with this healer, she pretty much told me that I need to work on, hence the show, she goes, I need to work on not fearing fear. And at first I was perplexed. I goes, not fearing fear? What? What does that even mean? Not fearing fear. She goes, don't fear the things that haven't even manifested, that haven't even created.
Yeah.
And that also goes on to don't fear the things that have created and that have manifested. But before they have manifested, before they have created, you have the option of allowing that experience in to your experience or not. You have the option of experiencing that or not. So, what I did is I practiced, I meditated, and I empowered myself. All of a sudden, over time, I could feel that fear going away and going away and going away and going away. And I even actually had a poltergeist experience after that. I had another experience with an entity that was communicating with myself and a friend of mine. And it was very interesting, and it was peaceful, and it was loving, and it was awesome. You guys are like, wow, David, you're crazy. And I'm like, well, thank you. No, we're just messing around. So how you think about anything determines how you experience everything. I just want to give a shout out. We're going to read a few passages from Catherine Tristan's new book, Why Worry? You can check it out. It is awesome. Stop coping and start living. That is the motto on the top of the book. It is a wonderful, wonderful book. You can actually check out her interview last Friday, a few days ago, on Dr. Michelle's On the Couch every Friday at 11. She actually had her interviewed on the show, and that's how I got turned on to the book. I listened to the show and was like, this is so cool. This is awesome. I need to read this book. So I started reading it, and I found some passages that fit perfectly, synchronistically enough for today's topic. So how you think about anything determines how you experience everything. Our mental commentary influences and colors our feelings and perceptions about what's going on in our lives. It is these thought forms that ultimately attract and create everything that happens to us.
Wow.
Right? So let's soak that in for a moment. As you become more aware of the thoughts constantly bubbling in your head, you may be surprised by how many negative ones appear. This is the idea, guys, that I was trying to express to you earlier about how you're catching the negative thoughts that pop in your head every time you feel doubt. Oh, catch it. Rearrange it. Catch it. Realign it. Right? So, as you become more aware of the thoughts constantly bubbling in your head, you may be surprised about how many negative ones appear. How often do you feel helpless, blocked, fearful, or unhappy? Don't worry if you notice this type of pattern. You are in the process of discovery. I love it. Now it's time to focus on the turnarounds and construct a new, more powerful mindset. By drawing on your ability to consciously focus your intentions, you can create solutions that turn your worries into opportunities instead of possible catastrophes.
Wow.
The idea is, I choose to change my outlook. Josh?
I'm soaking that in. That's such great advice.
Isn't it beautiful?
You know,
isn't it wonderful?
Yeah. Take a look at what you're doing, you know, process it, figure out what you can do to overcome that problem, that fear.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. You know, something, Josh, that I feel like I'm constantly trying to express to people.
What's that?
This is just something that I shouldn't get frustrated with, but I sometimes do. Especially if it's somebody that I care about, you know? I obviously care about everybody, but somebody that has a close personal relationship to me.
Yeah.
I get frustrated when they don't grasp this concept, because I feel like if they could just grasp this concept in which I'm about to express, then they would be infinitely happier, and therefore everybody around them will be infinitely happier. The concept that I wish for these individuals to grasp, just and this goes for every single person on the planet, including myself. Yeah. Sometimes we all need to remind ourselves. There is no definitive one way on anything. What I mean by that is one person can look at one thing and think one way, and another person can look at that exact same thing and think something completely different. What I mean is to choose to change my outlook. For example, Josh.
Yeah.
Hypothetically speaking, let's say that you just got, you kind of did just get the new iPhone 5.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. You just got the new iPhone 5. You saved up like $600, whatever. Bam, iPhone 5. You're like, I want this. I'm going to save it. I'm going to get it. Right.
Okay.
So you go and you buy your iPhone 5. You're so excited. You're like, whoa, I got this. I've been saving for like a month, for a few weeks. I just got the iPhone. Yeah. You're on your way home with your iPhone 5 in your pocket. And you're talking, yeah, everything's groovy. Everything's gravy, baby. And all of a sudden, you're talking and it slips out of your hand.
No! Don't say that,
and
David,
falls
no.
straight in to oh. the coffee cup that you were drinking this morning.
Oh, God. I just imagined that in my head. I can't picture anything worse than that.
Okay. Now, this is exactly right?
Give me a brown bag, dude. Oh, man, I can't breathe.
Oh, goodness.
Oh.
We do rely on technology, don't we?
Oh, yes, we do. I'm kidding.
So this is exactly the point that I'm making. It's so Josh, he spends this money that he worked for, he saved this money, he goes, he buys his iPhone, and he doesn't get insurance. Why? Because he's like, I just dropped $600. I'm not going to spend another $50 on insurance because I know I'm going to be careful with my phone. On the way home from the Apple store, he drops his new brand new iPhone 5 in the cup of coffee that he was drinking this morning. Bloop. It doesn't work. It doesn't. It's off. It's done. He comes. He takes it back. He goes, oh, sorry. We can't do anything for you. Now, the where I'm going with this is changing the outlook. I choose to change my outlook. Josh, your first instinct, what was it?
Okay. So if I were to drop my phone into a cup of coffee or anything wet.
Right.
All
right.
I would freak out. I would scream and I would, you know, to be honest, buying my iPhone 5, I wouldn't think about dropping it in water or dropping it in anything. I wouldn't even think about dropping it, period, or breaking it.
Right.
But the fact that I dropped it in coffee would freak me the hell out, David. I would be scared, and I'd be like, oh my, I just lost $600.
It would be frustrating, right?
It
would be like your first instinct would be like, rah! Like
I turn green,
right?
I turn green.
Okay,
yeah.
So here's what I'm saying, though. Here's what I'm saying. Now, imagine a world, right, where we knew the future. What I'm saying is, now I promise, guys, this all ties in. You're like, what the fuck is he saying? No, this all ties in. Imagine a world where we could see into the future, where we could see that every thought that we thought, we could see the future result, the future manifestation of that thought that we think. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if we could have foresight, see into the future, and see the result, the manifestation that each and every thought that we thought would create into our realities, then we would change our negative outlooks on things. For example, in that example that we just gave with Josh just dropping his brand new iPhone into a cup of coffee, he turns green. He gets mad. He gets angry. I can't believe this just happened. Well, what I'm saying is to choose to change the outlook. Choose to change your neurons, your instinct, your ability to all of a sudden, instead of your first instinct, damn it, shit, that happened, I can't believe. No. Your first instinct in that happening is, oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so happy that that just happened because I know that even though I just paid for this and I was saving up for this, there's an aspect of me that wished for this to happen so something better could take its place.
Check it out. Listen, guys. If you think something bad's going to happen, most likely it will happen because that thought emitting from your brain, it's a vibration.
Yes.
And that vibration impacts other things happening outside of your body. So most likely that's going to happen. So if you're driving your car on the freeway and you're saying, oh my gosh, I think I'm going to get into an accident. Guess what? You most likely are, because you're panicking. You're not thinking straight. You're not concentrating on the road.
Right.
You're thinking about hitting a car and you hit a car.
Right. Absolutely.
So
And it's reaction. The big thing is action and reaction. Exactly.
Newton's law.
Right. There you go. What you put out is what you get back. So what I'm saying to that is when something breaks, when something happens that in your life you look at and automatically, that's bad, that's negative. No, it is not. You're making it negative. I'm asking you to do yourself a favor and see that every negative thought that pops into your head, turn it around into a positive and view it as an opportunity. I had something just the other day, I had something that I had paid for that I had definitely had an emotional attachment to it, and it broke. Paid, you know, not too much money, but a good amount of money that I definitely worked for, and it broke. Ugh. It is non-usable. My first instinct was like, oh my God, that was just first instinct. This is my first minute, like, I can't believe that just happened. But then immediately after, I felt my body, I felt my mind and my emotions overtaking my peace and my serenity. My anger and frustration, my choice to react and be mad that broke and I paid for it. That is a low vibration. That in itself took over my whole being for a second. And I was mad. I was angry. And you know what? It didn't make me feel good. It didn't make everybody else around me feel good. It made nobody feel good. And what did I do immediately after? Sorry, didn't I know? Immediately after, I realized, and my body was telling me that this is a bad emotion to feel, I snapped out of it and I said, you know what? Thank you. Thank you for breaking. I'm glad that it broke. Why? Because that means that this is just an opportunity for something infinitely better to take its place. Because I know that with everything that leaves, something better will come. Because that is the only option that I have for myself and my reality. And I know indefinitely that if I believe that, it will come. And if it doesn't, that means that there is an aspect of me in which I am not fully allowing myself to trust and believe that it will come. Because when you fully do give yourself to the belief that it will come, the only possible opportunity is it will come. And the only reason it doesn't is because you don't believe. Go on.
I was going to say that this is mathematically and physically proven.
Yes.
You take a negative and you put it against a positive. What's the ending result? Negative. Negative and negative make a positive. But let's say you're going to work. You're negative. You did something and, you know, you weren't happy with it.
Okay.
You're negative and all your workers are positive. You guess what? You're going to turn them into negatives as well.
Totally.
And that's not a good thing.
Absolutely.
So what you want to do, you want to avoid being negative.
Yes.
Hence, we're talking about fear, fearing fear. So we need to learn how to overcome this fear.
Absolutely. Listeners, Josh and I are going to share with you Catherine Tristan in the book Why Worry. Once again, you can check out the interview with her on Dr. Michelle on the Couch every Friday at 11. Check out last Friday's interview. It is with the author. What a wonderful woman and what a wonderful book. So really, guys, Catherine Tristan's four core. Now, CORE is an acronym. It is capital C-O-R-E. Concepts will help you change how you view your life. They will provide a template for experiencing the magic and joy of life. And they will help you learn how to empower yourself and stop worry from being your driver. Each concept builds on the previous one, and you progress at your own pace. Here's a quick summary of these tools. So check this out, guys. Josh and I are going to be spitting some of this to you. The C in CORE stands for choice. Please listen. Healing from fear begins by recognizing that your life is built on choices. This initial concept reveals a secret. Choice provides power, right? This is the secret. This initial concept reveals a secret. The secret being, choice provides power. What a concept. How you react to any situation, event, or experience is something you choose. This book shows you how to begin making power building rather than fear seeding choices. Now, listen to that. Power building instead of fear seeding choices. Joshua, do you want to give us a summary of what R stands for in CORE? Or no, the O. I'm sorry. I'm like R. That spells car. So we're gonna be looking. So number one, C, choice in CORE. Number two, O. Go on, Josh.
The O stands for outlook.
Outlook.
The second concept reveals that how you think about anything determines how you experience everything.
Okay.
By changing how you perceive, process, and react to any situation, you surge past seemingly insurmountable problems.
Yes. Yes. So outlook, basically what they're saying. Now let's take a C and O, choice and outlook. Choice meaning that we have the choice to react in any which way to anything that we experience. Number one. Number two, outlook. Understanding that we determine how we look at everything. By changing how you perceive, process, and react to any situation, you surge past seemingly insurmountable problems. You can create safety and feel more powerful. You can deconstruct inner trash talk and negative thinking and consciously rewire, retain, and restore more productive ways of reacting to worries and challenges. Ultimately, you launch into your own recovery by taking charge of two natural inner forces that either hurt or heal.
I found this really cool quote. Fear is the main source of superstition and one of the main sources of cruelty. To conquer fear is the beginning of wisdom. How do you like that?
I love that. That is great.
Huh?
That is. It is absolutely true.
I thought it was...
I wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah.
I wholeheartedly agree. So we're CORE. C, choice. O, outlook. R. The R stands for learning to take risks. Worriers don't embrace the idea of doing anything risky. Anything that might heighten an already overactive sense of danger. But embracing your ability to make better choices and connect with inner sources of strength re-energizes your self-confidence and allows you to take baby steps away from worry. As confidence builds, you begin to free yourself from the prison of chronic worry. And this book, Why Worry, teaches how to tone down the voice that says don't and amplify the one that says do. You will learn how to re-energize feelings of happiness and realize that taking risks may not be so risky. Instead, you find you are your own source of safety in any situation. You find that risks can lead to fun exploration and adventure. You find that worry fades like a bad memory, while excitement for life is restored. I am getting excited. I'm getting passionate just talking about this, just reading this, because it's so true. C, choice. Choose the way that you react. O, outlook. You have the choice to look at the way anything in your surroundings is perceived. E, R, risks. Take risks. Step outside of your box. Do not be imprisoned by chronic worry. You will find that worry fades like a bad memory, while excitement for life is restored.
Oh.
That is so key into the consciousness. That is so key into what is important. Mm-hmm. And the E for core, C-O-R-E, choice, outlook, risks, and E stands for embrace. When you embrace your inner spirit, you cultivate the highest part of yourself that loves life, gives direction through your feelings, and perceives meaning beyond the five senses. This final core concept shows you how to continue pushing back the barriers that have hindered you. Embracing your inner spirit and your intuitive side allows you to surge beyond limitations and head into the remarkable. It releases a buried treasure. It rejuvenates a childlike sense of wonder, imagination, and adventure. This treasure is expansive and fun. When you feel free and safe enough to explore instead of recoil, you do things you never thought you could. And by turning your pain into an opportunity for growth and healing, you open the door to becoming the person you've always wanted to be.
Ooh, that hit me hard.
Wow. It is amazing. The idea is, if you want to change, you can. If you want to heal, you will. Guys, we have a caller on the air.
Ooh.
You're on the air live, Dave's Good Vibration Station. Who are we speaking to? Hello, we are live on the air. Who are we speaking to? You know, I feel like this does happen every now and again. Are we on the air with anyone? Hello? That's okay. Well, we appreciate your call.
Your effort is all that counts right now.
Truly appreciate. You're so funny. Truly appreciate your call. If you want to call back, you can do so 323-203-0815. Once again, that number is 323-203-0815. If you want to email me, tell me how much this book inspired you, how much we inspired you, or anything else, you can do so. That's Dave's Vibration Station. Dave's, D-A-V-E-S, no apostrophe, Vibration, V-I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N, Station, that's S-T-A-T-I-O-N, @gmail.com. Once again, thank you so much. We have a caller. I don't know. Hopefully this is going to come through. Can we see if this is coming through? You're live on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hey, Dave. It's Dr. Michelle.
Hey, Dr. Michelle. Oh, what a pleasure to have you on the air. Sorry about that earlier, about calling in. I'm glad that we have you on the line now. Everything is up to par and perfect.
Good.
What do we have the pleasure of speaking with the one and only Dr. Michelle?
I just wanted to thank you guys for the promotional plug for my show.
Well, and, it's absolutely true, Doc. I want to thank you for your show.
Well, I had the author who you're talking about, Catherine Christian, on my show on Friday, day before yesterday.
Yes, you did.
Yeah, it's an amazing concept that you guys are talking about managing our fears and worries, and then, you know, if we can do that, our lives really do turn out a lot better.
Yes.
And are easier to cope with. So
yes, absolutely.
I just wanted to, you know,
throw
out some ideas too to help your listeners with, you know, quick and dirty instant stress relievers, which really prevent us from worrying all the time.
Right.
You know?
Right.
So if you guys ever get into a situation where you're worrying, or, you know, always breathe deeply. That's a big one. Try to focus on now.
Right.
Now, what's going on, not what's going to happen that's going to be bad, or what happened that was horrible in your life.
Yes, yes.
You know, say positive phrases for yourself. If you start worrying about something, say something like, you know, I can handle this.
Right.
Do you recommend...
Say positive phrases.
Doc Michelle, I have a quick question for you.
Sure.
Do you recommend that anxious people who try to think that the worst will happen to them, maybe do you recommend that they try maybe some activity or something that can get their mind off of that
the anxiety?
Yeah, exactly.
Changing, you know, challenging your thoughts. If you're always worried about something, you know, why am I fearing, you know, asking yourself why,
right.
What has proven in the past that this is true? Most of what we fear usually isn't true. We just hear bad things on the news, or we, you know, we hear things that people say, and we, you know, we fear. So I'm all for, like, taking a hike or going to the gym or taking a walk or getting busy, you know, being artistic, making music.
Absolutely.
And challenging yourself, challenging your phrase or your thought.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely, Doc. I wanted to compliment you on that, because here's the thing. I wholeheartedly agree that if you are not in a mindset, not in a head state or a vibration, if you will, that you prefer. Right?
Yeah. Yep.
The only possible way to change and alter that vibration is to challenge what is not working, right?
Exactly.
Dr. Michelle, I don't know if you are familiar, but I listened to a channeler by the name of Daryl Anka, who channels an entity called Bashar. That is one of the many channelers I listen to, along with Sean Randall, channeling Torah. Definitely check both of these individuals out. Wonderful, enlightened and enlightening individuals. But something that this entity says is, if you are dealing with a state of mind or reality that you're experiencing that you know you don't prefer, then he says the only possible way to shift that negativity into positivity and to raise that vibration is by challenging and defeating the doubt and the fear.
Right.
Because if you just put it down, if you in your brain, in your consciousness, are not aware enough that you don't prefer this, that you pat it down. Every time it surfaces, you're like, oh, I just am going to let it be, and I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to think about it. I don't want to have anything to do with it. That right there, because you are drawing away from it, because you don't want to deal with it, that is your first instinctual fear. Why don't you want to deal with it if you are not afraid of it? Deal with it.
Yeah.
Look at it. Talk to it. Talk to yourself. You know, really bring it to surface. Be like, ask yourself, why is this thought serving me? What in the world, why is this doubt that I am instilling myself with serving me? What goodness is this doing for me? And
that's
after
a great point.
After you have defined for yourself that you no longer need this because it no longer serves you, you will no longer experience it.
That's right.
That's just what it comes
really
down
true.
To.
So passionate.
That's
I
well
love
said,
it, David.
Guys.
Thank you, brother. Dr. Michelle.
Hey, I just wanted to say I love you guys together. I think you guys work so good together on the radio.
Yes,
and
we
I
do.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Doc.
You're awesome, and David, you sound great.
Well, thank you so much.
I really
appreciate it, Doctor. It is always a pleasure to have you call in on the air. And once again, guys, you must listen to Doc Michelle on the Couch every Friday at 11 a.m. LATalkRadio.com, Channel 1. You can't miss her.
Thanks, buddy.
Absolutely.
Wake up early, get some coffee, listen to Doc
Michelle.
Listen
to Doc.
Oh, you guys are the best.
She's changed my life.
Hey, and don't forget to smile.
Oh, yeah.
Because, listen, studies show that whether you mean it or not, you know, whether you're feeling it or not, smiling releases endorphins.
Yes, it does.
And that helps you out.
So, people, smile and drink coconut water. It's all good.
keep smiling, boys. You sound awesome.
Thanks,
thank
Doc.
You so
we appreciate
much, Doc.
It. Always love.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
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 Well, once again, it is always a pleasure to have the one and only Dr. Michelle on the show.
Guys, a lovely woman.
What a lovely woman. We are so blessed to be surrounded by the people that we are surrounded with. Guys, this has been a wonderful episode of Dave's Good Vibration Station. I'm your host, Davey Crockett. We got Josh Morgan,
Thank you, brother. Oh, yeah.
We are all brothers and sisters under the same stars, and understand that we are always sending you unconditional love, light, happiness, joy, laughter, and appreciation.
Share your good vibrations, ladies and gentlemen.
Absolutely. We love you guys. Have a blessed Sunday. See you next week.
See you next week.
I love you and all the selfish things you put me through. Well, who am I to judge? I made some stupid choices too. Regardless, I'm just living it up. I'm blind to the negativity. Floating in a golden lotus, that's where I'll be. This experience is such a blessing. Motherfucker, stop asking questions. Your soul knows that this defeats the purpose. Close your eyes and let me be your wordsmith. Listen up, y'all, I miss those days. Chilling on the moon with the guitar, spitting phrase. But now, I'm in another days. Unconditionally missing y'all in all his silly games like when we used to play and see how fast we could smoke out of roar and burn our tree. But really, it was all about the good times. Doesn't matter if we had sacks and dimes, we got each other.